بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيصبح الناس يتبايعون، فلا يكاد أحد يؤدي الأمانة حتى يقال إن في بني فلان رجلا أمينا. We are reading in this chapter of amanat, or fulfilling the trust that is upon us. And in that we read the various ayat and a hadith also. And that amongst the signs of a munafiq is that when he's entrusted with something, he makes khiyanat there. And then we read the next hadith of Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, wherein he says that people will be sleeping. He quotes from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that people will go to sleep and then amanat will be taken out from their hearts. First a little bit and then more. And then to such an extent that there will be no amanat left. Further on we read now in the hadith that he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيُصْبِحُ النَّاسِ يَتْبَايَعُونَ. And people will be dealing with one another, business dealings they will do with one another, that they will carry on. وَلَا يَكَادُ أَحَدٌ يُؤَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ. But it will be such that there will be hardly anyone who fulfills the trust and the amanat in this matter. In this matter, I just remember now, there was one very prominent businessman of Durban who is still there, and he did some dealings in partnership with somebody. And after that, when they split the profits, they did it properly, or everything above board. But later on, a thought came to him that a certain part, he did not give his partner his share, which was quite a bit. And then he called him again and told him that, see, that this was also your share. They worked it out, and it was a substantial amount, but he paid him out. This he mentioned. Somebody mentioned it to our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. They were connected to him. So there are those people who fulfill their trust in this manner fully, but thoroughly. But otherwise, generally, the trust is not there. Hatta yuqal. It a time will come when it will be said, Inna fi bani fulan rajulan aminan. That there is in a certain people, in a certain community, there is a very trustworthy person, rajulan aminan, that who has got full trust in him. Hatta yuqalu lirajul, it will be said about that person, ma ajlada, that what a brave person he is, wa ma asfara, what a clever person he is, wa ma aqada, and what an intelligent person he is. In other words, he will be known for all his good things. وَمَا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ. But the reality of the matter is that there wouldn't be even a mustard seed of iman in his heart. It will be just all the outward things. So this will be the condition. So this is what we have to be afraid of. And this happens when our gunas go unchecked and nobody checks himself what he is doing, and he thinks that he is doing the right thing. So it's a very important aspect of our deen, this amanat which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has placed on our shoulders, that we consider all. And as explained before, this amanat is a very broad meaning, as Allah Ta'ala says, Inna aradna al-amanata al-samawati wal-ard, that this amanat, we placed it, the responsibility and duty of it on the heavens and the earth, which are great, great creations of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. But they said, no, we won't be able to fulfill this. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But insan went forward and said, I take the responsibility. And so this responsibility of looking our wives as wives, our children, to bring them up correctly according to Deen Sharia, amanat is a very broad aspect. So we have to try and see that we bring this in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.